This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
And a good Tuesday morning to you. July 28th in the year of our Lord, 2026. It's going to be another hot one out there today. Already 80 degrees and sunny at 7:06. We've got a whole bunch we want to talk about this morning. More details on that murder-suicide that left a couple dead. What police say the shooter was doing in the moments before he killed his wife and then turned the gun on himself. Plus, a man accused in a deadly Oklahoma City shooting says it was self-defense. A family that steals together, stays together in county lockup. We'll explain. A burglar accidentally kills himself breaking into a house. The details on this bizarre story. The racing community is rallying around a 12-year-old who was seriously hurt in a fiery crash. What investigators say happened. Hundreds of people packed into a Piedmont City Council meeting last night to voice concerns over a proposed data center campus. So what happens with the project next? We'll tell you. Republican gubernatorial candidate Mike Mazey will be in to talk about his platform. Plus, it's 2A Tuesday, and we'll have your dad joke of the day. Whole bunch going on, but first, your Freedom First News headlines on Freedom 96.9. Owosso police have released new details in that murder-suicide that claimed the life of 43-year-old Sarah Gilson. Investigators say Gilson was shot and killed by her estranged husband, 48-year-old Sean Duffy, before he took his own life. Police say a 911 call captured a woman screaming, followed by a gunshot. And moments later, Gilson's stepson called from a neighbor's house, saying his stepfather had just shot his mother. Court records show Gilson obtained an emergency protective order just a few weeks after Duffy was accused of inappropriately touching a 15-year-old girl that he coached. Police say that they have received no reports that Duffy violated that protection order before the shooting. Well, new court documents reveal a man accused in a deadly Oklahoma City hotel shooting claims that he's acted in self-defense. Investigators say Myron Cooper confronted Barry Russell Jr. after believing that Russell had flirted with Cooper's wife at a hotel bar. The two men reportedly fought outside before Russell told police he called his wife to bring him a gun. Russell says Cooper attacked him again and he tried to leave, prompting him to fire a single shot. Cooper later died after attempting to drive himself to the hospital. Russell surrendered to police after calling 911 and is being held on a first-degree murder complaint. Well, Tulsa police are searching for a driver involved in a deadly hit-and-run that happened early Monday morning, just before 6:30. A Tulsa firefighter found a man trapped beneath his motorized wheelchair and immediately began life-saving efforts, but the victim later died at the hospital. Investigators say pieces of a dark gray Nissan sedan were found scattered at the scene. They believe the vehicle was involved in the crash. No arrests have been made, and anyone with information is urged to contact Tulsa Police Department. Tulsa police, meanwhile, investigating the death of a 32-year-old man following an attempted burglary on Saturday night. Officers say Peyton Bloom broke through a glass window while trying to enter a home, suffering a severe cut to his arm. Police applied a tourniquet before he was taken to the hospital, where he later died. Investigators say Bloom had also been involved in a domestic disturbance about an hour earlier and fled from officers before the break-in. Police say the circumstances remain under investigation, but described the incident as tragic and an unnecessary loss of life. Well, a father and son facing charges this morning after leading Lincoln County deputies on a high-speed chase following a series of copper thefts at oil field sites. Investigators say surveillance cameras installed after last week's thefts alerted deputies before sunrise on Monday, allowing them to catch the suspects leaving one of the locations. Authorities say the pursuit lasted about 20 minutes along rural country roads before ending when the suspects crashed out. Both men were taken into custody after an hours-long search, and the investigation into the thefts is ongoing. The racing community is rallying around a 12-year-old Oklahoma driver who was seriously injured in a crash on Friday night. Case Higgins remains hospitalized with severe burns as family, friends, and racers from across the country offer prayers, encouragement, and financial support. Racing officials say the response has been overwhelming, with many immediately asking how they could help. The Higgins family says their focus is on Case's recovery, and they're asking for continued prayers as he faces a very long road ahead. A driver suffered minor injuries after crashing into a home in southwest Oklahoma City on Monday evening. Police say the crash happened just after 5 p.m. near South Pennsylvania Avenue and Southwest 31st Street when a vehicle slammed into a house. The driver was taken to the hospital for treatment, but no one inside the home was hurt. Investigators are still working to determine just what caused the crash, and the extent of damage to the home has not yet been released. Oklahoma County leaders are working on a long-term solution after all five elevators at the county jail recently failed inspections. Two of the three inmate elevators are now back in service, allowing emergency repairs, but one remains out of operation. Jail Administrator Tim Kimray says the aging elevators have been a problem for many years now, with replacement plans dating back to 2018. County officials now say replacing all three inmate elevators could cost about $3 million, and they expect to provide updates over the next 2 months while working to ensure inmate and staff safety. There's a heat advisory in effect right now. We're at 80 degrees at 7-Eleven. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Well, hundreds of people have packed into a Piedmont City Council meeting on Monday night to voice their concerns over a proposed data center campus. Residents raised questions about noise and water use and whether the developer's promises would be legally enforceable before any construction begins. After hearing hours of public comment, City Council voted to send the rezoning request back to the Planning Commission for an additional study. The developer says the project will use cooling systems that require very little water, pay for needed power upgrades, and complete a noise analysis before moving forward. With students head back to class, Oklahoma schools will also begin using new social studies standards. The revised standards replace a version approved under former State Superintendent Ryan Walters that was later struck down by the Oklahoma Supreme Court over an Open Meetings Act violation. Educators say students likely won't notice any major changes, with geography, history, civics, and economics remaining the core focus. While the new standards will take effect immediately, schools say updating textbooks and classroom materials will likely take up to 2 years. A new behavioral health center for children is set to open up at Oklahoma Children's OU Health in December, and a partnership with MetroTech is helping to prepare the staff needed to operate it. The new facility will have 72 beds and serve children ages 5 to 18 with a range of behavioral health needs. MetroTech has created an 8-week program for behavioral health technicians, followed by a 2-week clinical rotation at the hospital. OU Health says trained workforce is now critical to ensuring that the new center is ready to serve families when it opens up later on this year. Well, the University of Oklahoma is climbing in the latest U.S. News and World Report college rankings. OU moved up to number 110 nationally, improving from 132 last year and remaining the state's highest-ranking university. The University of Tulsa also climbed, rising to 158th, while Oklahoma State University came in at 198th, and Oklahoma City University ranked at 301st. U.S. News bases its rankings on graduation rates, student success, academic resources, and reputation. On the global list of more than 2,250 universities, OU also earned a spot, ranking 514th worldwide. Well, a new report shows Oklahoma ranks 9th in the nation for the highest rate of business bankruptcies. According to LendingTree, the state recorded nearly 84 bankruptcy filings for every 100,000 small businesses. Even in more concerning, filings in Oklahoma jumped more than 40% over the past year, rising from 236 to 332 cases. That's the 7th largest increase in the country. Nationwide, business bankruptcies also increased, climbing more than 11% over the same period, as many small businesses continue to struggle with ongoing economic pressures. Well, the American Red Cross has declared a national blood crisis after donations fell to their lowest summer level in 4 years, only the second time the organization has made that declaration. Officials say all blood types are urgently needed, with type O supplies especially critical, now below a one-day supply. The shortage has forced the Red Cross to limit blood shipments to some hospital. To encourage donations, the Red Cross is offering incentives, including a $20 Amazon gift card for donations made during the month of August. Oklahoma City residents near the Edgewater Lake Point neighborhood should expect some construction next week on a new sanitary sewer line. Starting on August 3rd, contractor crews will begin staging equipment in the greenbelt south of Lake Hefner Drive, with most of the work taking place on weekdays during daytime hours. City officials say there should be no interruptions to sewer service, but nearby residents can expect an increase in truck traffic, noise, and some vibrations during construction. Drivers and neighbors are also being asked to use caution and to keep kids and pets away from the work zone. Oklahoma's dangerous heat wave isn't letting up anytime soon. A powerful heat dome will keep temperatures well above 100 degrees across much of the state throughout rest of the week. Highs around 102 to 104 degrees are expected in Oklahoma City, while the heat index values could approach 110 degrees. In direct sunlight, especially on asphalt or concrete, it may feel as hot as 120 degrees. Health officials urge Oklahomans to drink plenty of water, avoid strenuous outdoor activity during the hottest part of the day, and to check on vulnerable neighbors. The good news is there is a cold front expected this weekend that should finally bring some much-needed relief and cooler temperatures statewide. Republican Mike Mazie is running a pretty tight race right now against Attorney General Gettner Drummond to become the state's next governor. The runoff election is August 25th, and with 54% of the state voting Republican versus 25% voting Democrat, there's little doubt the winner of the runoff will be the next governor. Mike Mazie is a financial planner. He's also a businessman. He was an Oklahoma State Senator for quite some time and then later became the state Secretary of Budget under Governor Stitt. Coming up after the break, he'll be joining us live. It is 80 degrees under sunny skies at 717. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Check it out, Freedom Traffic, on this Tuesday. You got a couple of construction issues you definitely need to watch out for, and that includes May and Northwest Expressway eastbound, I-44 at Klassen, I-44 at Southwest 74.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
Hey there, I'm here chatting with Stephen Smith with ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, ICS has been serving the community for over 50 years. What's the secret behind your longevity?
It's our family-owned roots. We treat every project like it's for our own home, using top-tier Pentek polyurea coatings that are durable, stylish, and built to last. Our focus is on quality and making customers happy.
That's a legacy to be proud of. So what can homeowners or businesses expect when they work with ICS?
It's a seamless experience. We start with a free estimate, help you pick from a range of colors and finishes, and install in just one day. Your floor is ready for use the next morning. No more long waits.
Well, that's a service you can trust. So how do folks get started?
Just reach out and we'll take care of the rest with our lifetime warranty backing you up.
Well, get a floor that lasts with ICS Concrete Coatings. Give them a call at 405-403-4012 or head to icsconcretecoatings.com for a free estimate today.
Firefighters run toward danger every day, but the hardest battles aren't always on the fire ground. Mental health challenges affect Oklahoma firefighters at alarming rates. Stress, trauma, and long hours take a toll, and too many go without support. The Oklahoma State Firefighters Association is taking action through our No One Fights Alone campaign, providing critical resources, support, and funding to help firefighters get the help they need. Supporting mental health isn't optional. It's essential. If you're a firefighter struggling or you know one who is, speak up, reach out. Help is available. Strength isn't doing it alone. It's knowing when to ask for help. For more information, visit us at osfa.info.
Looking for the best deals on guns and gear? It's Lee Matthews, and you know you gotta head to H&H Shooting Sports and take advantage of these huge manufacturer rebates. Buy select 6-hour pistols and get a free Foxtrot EDC flashlight. Buy select Springfield Model 2020 rifles and score a free XDM Elite 10mm pistol, plus free shooting with you and a friend for 3 visits to the range with every purchase at H&H Shooting Sports. Visit Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, H&H Shooting Sports, just off I-40 and Meridian.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m.
Do you know how when you go to church and you hear a good sermon and then the preacher wraps up the sermon and then you the guy is supposed to give closing prayer, you get up there and give closing prayer. You don't give your own mini sermon. You don't go up there and give a second sermon that detracts from the pastor's sermon. You go up there, you do what you're supposed to do, and you shut up.
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
And a good morning. It's going to be a steamy one, too. Hot and sunny today with a high of 103 degrees tonight. Look for clear skies, warm, low of 76. On Wednesday, partly sunny. You guessed it, hot, high of 102 degrees. Then on Thursday, partly sunny, maybe a chance of a scattered storm. Not enough to cool things off, just enough to make it humid. High of about 102 degrees for tomorrow. It's 80 degrees at 721. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Well, Republican Mike Massey is locked in a really close runoff right now with Attorney General Gettner Drummond in the race to become Oklahoma's next governor. The Republican runoff is set for August 25th, with Republicans making up about 54% of Oklahoma voters compared to roughly 25% Democrats. So essentially what that means is the GOP nominee is widely viewed as the favorite in the general election. So Massey is a financial planner. He's a businessman. He served in the Oklahoma State Senate before becoming Governor Stitt's Secretary of Budget. Morning, Mike. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Aaron. How's Oklahoma City today?
Oklahoma is hot. Oklahoma is crazy hot. But, you know, it's Oklahoma. We live with it. How are you doing?
Yeah. Oh, it's great. We got 27 days to go to the runoff, and we're going all over the state telling everybody about my plan that will launch a wave of growth and opportunity for the next generation.
Well, let's get specific about that. Right now, there's really no clear consensus that you or Gettner is decisively ahead. So in the June 16th primary, Gettner finished razor-thin margin. I think he was 26.3% of the vote. You were at 25.9% of the vote. What are you going to do in the next 27 days then to widen that margin?
Well, Aaron, I think the reason President Donald Trump endorsed me to be Oklahoma's next governor is the Massey plan aligns so well with the Trump agenda. I've got a plan to make Oklahoma a no-income tax state, abolish property taxes for seniors and veterans, launch a massive statewide literacy program so we get kids reading at grade level, and enforce the Oklahoma Constitution, which forbids the foreign ownership of land. And the more we talk about that plan, which will create more opportunity and more prosperity for our kids and our grandkids, we just keep gaining momentum and traction, and we're going to push hard into August 25th.
But that's where there's some controversy. So you were talking about no foreign ownership of Oklahoma land, yet you're in favor now of the Enola aluminum smelter, which originally you were not in favor of, which is largely going to be foreign owned. You changed your mind on that after getting President Trump's endorsement because he backs it. Obviously, the aluminum smelter is going to help out the nation on a global scale. So obviously, Trump is going to be in favor of it. Why did you change your mind on it? And why is it okay for the smelter to be largely owned by out-of-country entities and not other businesses?
Well, I was never opposed, Aaron, to the aluminum plant. The incentive package that was passed by the legislature in 2025, I wasn't around then, but I did have some questions about that. And it took some time to get, you know, the correct information about 10,000 jobs and the importance of national security. Now, I understand the concerns that some people have, and I want to reassure everyone that this is going to be an Oklahoma primary aluminum company. Part of the ownership group is actually from Chicago. And in spite of the false accusations, no money's actually changing hands to the entity, which is partially owned by the UAE. Right. All of the money is meant for infrastructure and power generation costs. Now, from a safety standpoint, I want everyone to know that this plant is going to have the 10th generation of environmental safety technology, and it's going to be the cleanest plant in the world. It won't be approved until the EPA and DEQ can sign off on all the Clean Air Act standards, and we just know and we'll be real confident that it's safe for the people and safe for the cattle and safe for the hay.
And it's a major job creator and a major tax base creator.
10,000 jobs will result in a $25 billion impact, Aaron, which is 10% of the Oklahoma economy. And we've done extensive research on the technology that I referenced, the plants that are using the current safety procedures in Norway and Dubai have been very successful. The Norway plant is right next to thriving farmland. The Dubai plant is in the heart of that amazing modern city. I've actually spoken to the project manager for the Oklahoma plant. He's from the UAE, and he lives in a neighborhood 3 miles from the Dubai plant. We Oklahomans have a rich history, as you know, in oil and gas and having economic success and environmental safety at the same time. They're not exclusive of each other. We can do both. President Trump loves Oklahoma. He's very excited that Oklahoma is getting this project. I love Oklahoma, of course, and care about the concerns that the people of Inola have. We're going to do this the right way, and it's going to be a huge success.
I got to hit you on this one a little bit. Reports show that you missed most of the meetings with the Oklahoma Police Pension Retirement Board after your appointment. There are some voters that are saying they question now whether you gave that responsibility the attention that it deserved. You've already responded to this a couple of times. I'm going to have you respond to it again.
You know, that's a gubernatorial appointment, and I spent some time focusing on the investment aspects of the pension board. And then when I launched the campaign for governor, I mentioned or I suggested that I be replaced on the board. But, you know, if they ever needed me for any particular item or meeting to, you know, just give me a call, because obviously I'd be all across the state and, you know, no one's ever called. And
I don't know if that's disappointing or good.
It's a good board, and the police pension and retirement system is important to me, of course, because I'm the one that, back during my time in the legislature, fixed the almost bankrupt police pension system, the teacher system, the law enforcement system. They're on their way to bankruptcy. I spent several years cleaning the mess up, getting rid of the over-the-top gravy train extra benefit that the Drummond Democrats had sort of set up for themselves. And so today I'm just so pleased that the pension systems are fully funded and they're getting cost of living adjustments.
Gubernatorial candidate Mike Mazey joining us live. Let me just throw you one more, because we're kind of running out of time here, and I apologize. But you've promised to reduce the size of government. Specifically, what agencies or which programs do you want to see cut, and how much are we talking here cash-wise?
Well, one of the big differences between, you know, Gettner Drummond and myself is I'm a budget hawk, a fiscal conservative. You know, Drummond, who donated to Joe Biden and gave thousands of dollars to liberal
Mike,
Democrats.
My apologies, man. I'm against a hard break. I got to cut you off. Let's have you on again, though, before the election, all right?
Have a good one, Aaron.
Thank you, my friend. You take care.
USA Radio News. I'm John Summers. President Trump again called for an interest rate cut.
We should have the lowest interest rate in the world.
Speaking aboard Air Force One Monday, Trump told reporters the new head of the Federal Reserve, Kevin Warsh, is doing a fantastic job, but the Reserve Board is very political. President Trump renewed his push to bolster the American auto industry in the Detroit area Monday. The Department of Justice turned to the Supreme Court to restore President Trump's executive order seeking to restrict mail-in voting. New York City Mayor Zoran Mondani says he'll be at the annual 9/11 remembrance ceremony in September, despite some victims' families not wanting him there. Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell remains in rehab and is not yet cleared to return to the office. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute. Lately in Oklahoma, we've seen a troubling number of crashes where drivers hit vehicles stopped on the side of the road. Sometimes it is a stranded motorist changing a tire. Sometimes it is a police officer, tow truck driver, or someone helping a family member. And in just a split second, a passing vehicle drifts over and tragedy happens. Most of the time, these crashes are completely preventable. Drivers are distracted, speeding, or simply not paying attention. Remember this. If you see a vehicle stopped on the shoulder, slow down and move over if you can. Give people space. That simple decision can save a life. And if you or someone you love has been hurt in one of these crashes, call McIntyre Law at 405-777-7000.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. A driver has been arrested on suspicion of DUI after crashing into a light pole in Northeast OKC late Sunday night, with police responding near Northeast 122nd and I-35, finding no other vehicles involved. The driver was taken into custody and transported to a hospital. Authorities haven't released additional information at this time. Tulsa police are reporting that 32-year-old Peyton Blome died after breaking into a home following a recent domestic disturbance. Officers have been searching for Blome after responding to a dispute Saturday night. He entered a nearby home through a window and suffered a severe cut to his arm. Despite life-saving efforts, he was pronounced dead, and police continue their investigation into the situation. Elsewhere, Tulsa police are searching for additional possible victims after nurse James Beaver was charged with sexually assaulting a patient. Investigators report the 54-year-old allegedly assaulted a hospitalized woman in September of 2025. DNA evidence led to his arrest and a charge of first-degree rape by instrumentation. Detectives say they're also investigating another case involving Beaver, and anyone who has information is encouraged to contact police. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
There's a lot of noise out there, especially when it comes to Medicare. Plans, options, fine print, it's enough to make anyone second guess. That's where Health 65 comes in. We simplify Medicare, explain your options clearly, and we help choose a plan that makes sense for your life, not someone else's. No guesswork, no confusion, just real answers from real people right here in Edmond. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call us or visit us online at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Proverbs 27:17. Hey y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. What if I told you there will be an opportunity for you to shoot some free ammo through some shadow silencers on August 8th? Would you be interested in something like that? Well, I'm pleased to announce just such an event. Join Cops Gun Shop and Shadow Silencers at Range 66 in Yukon on August 8th for a free range session where you can test fire a number of shadow silencers for free. We provide the ammo. But here's the catch. You have to come by Cops Gun Shop and pick up an admission ticket for the 10 o'clock range session or the 1 o'clock range session on August 8th. There are only 25 free tickets available for each session. If you can't come by to get a ticket, call us at 405-235-2677 and we will reserve a spot for you. In order to take advantage, you have to have a ticket or a reservation. No exceptions. Swing by Cops Gun Shop at 416 Hudeberg Circle in Oklahoma City and get your free admission ticket, and we will see you on August 8th. Cops Gun Shop. Live safe, live smart. Keep praying that the communist influence goes away, and the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy or gal with a gun.
A message from Oklahoma Human Services. If you receive SNAP benefits, this message is for you. Life changes fast. If you've started a new job, moved, or had changes in your household, you are required to update your information as soon as possible. Keeping your case current helps avoid delays and keeps your benefits accurate. Update your SNAP case today at okdhslive.org. Don't wait. Stay up to date at okdhslive.org.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Today will be hot with abundant sunshine reaching a high of 103 degrees. Tonight will be mainly clear and warm with a low of 76. Tomorrow, expect partly sunny skies and toasty conditions with a high of 102. On Thursday, there will be partly sunny skies and toasty conditions, along with a chance of a thunderstorm in spots during the afternoon, also reaching a high of 102. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillback.
Good morning and welcome back. Well, yeah, it's definitely going to be a toasty one today. It's already 80 degrees outside under mostly sunny skies. There is a heat advisory in effect right now. It's 7:36 in the morning. That means time for your dad joke of the day. You know, Uncle Dave, I got to tell you, man, baby changing stations, they're the biggest scam.
Yeah?
Yeah. I always come out with the exact same kid I went in with.
You're looking for the baby exchanging.
Oh, my bad.
There you go, yeah.
You can't trade those things in after a couple miles, huh?
No, you can't.
Oh, unfortunate. Hey, we got a couple emails, too, from BK McKenzie. He's written several jokes for us. So he writes, have you heard which law firm represents utility companies? It's Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe.
Ah.
And he also writes, you've heard of the Hell's Angels?
Yeah.
Now there's a gang for electric scooter riders called Hell's Cherubs.
Ah, the little...
Little guys.
Oh, there you go.
And this one's actually my favorite. I may steal this one.
Yeah?
With the new Oklahoma City Thunder Arena being named the Continental Coliseum, why not name the new jail the Pay Con Center?
Ah, there you go.
Pay Con.
There you go.
BK McKenzie, thanks for writing. Appreciate it. If you got a dad joke you want to share with us, we'd love to hear it. You can either email us or you can give us a call, 405-608-4377. We'd love to hear it, 405-608-4377, because we need a little bit of levity in life. Let's check out your Freedom First News headlines now. Owosso police have released new details in the murder-suicide that claimed the life of 43-year-old Sarah Gilson. Investigators say Gilson was shot and killed by her estranged husband, 48-year-old Sean Duffy, before he turned the gun on himself. Police say a 911 call captured a woman screaming, followed by a gunshot. Moments later, Gilson's stepson called from a neighbor's house, telling dispatchers his stepfather had shot his mother. Court records show Gilson had obtained an emergency protective order just weeks earlier after Duffy was accused of inappropriate contact with a 15-year-old girl that he coached. Police say they received no reports that the protective order had been violated before the deadly shooting. Well, new court documents are shedding new light on a deadly shooting outside an Oklahoma City hotel that investigators say began with a confrontation over a suspected flirtation. Police say Myron Cooper believed Barry Russell Jr. had flirted with Cooper's wife inside the hotel bar. The two men reportedly fought outside before Russell called his wife and asked her to bring him a handgun. Russell told investigators Cooper attacked him again as he tried to leave, so he fired one shot into Cooper's chest. Cooper attempted to drive himself to the hospital, but stopped along I-235, where he later died. Russell called 911, admitted to the shooting. He's now being held on a first-degree murder complaint while prosecutors review the case. Well, Tulsa police are searching for the driver responsible for a deadly hit-and-run that claimed the life of a man using a motorized wheelchair. Investigators say the victim was found just before 6:30 on Monday morning by a Tulsa firefighter who immediately began life-saving efforts before the man was rushed to the hospital, where he later died. Detectives recovered pieces of what they believe is a dark gray Nissan sedan, scattered across the scene, and say that the vehicle that is believed to have struck the victim before fleeing. No arrests have been made, and investigators are asking anyone with information about the crash or the vehicle involved to contact the Tulsa Police Department. Well, Tulsa Police, meanwhile, are investigating a really bizarre case that ended with the death of a suspected burglar. Officers say 32-year-old Peyton Bloom forced his way into a home on Saturday night by smashing through a glass window in the back door. During the break-in, police say he suffered a severe cut to his arm that caused significant blood loss. Officers applied a tourniquet before he was taken to the hospital, but he later died from his injuries. Investigators say Bloom had also been involved in a domestic disturbance about an hour earlier and had run from officers before the attempted burglary. Police described the case as a tragic and unnecessary loss of life. Well, a father and son are behind bars this morning after leading Lincoln County deputies on a high-speed chase tied to a string of copper thefts at oil field sites. Investigators say surveillance cameras were installed after several thefts last week, and before sunrise on Monday, those cameras alerted deputies that suspects were back. Authorities say a pursuit lasting nearly 20 minutes wound through rural country roads before the suspects finally crashed out. Deputies then launched an hours-long search before taking both men into custody. Investigators believe the pair might be connected to multiple copper thefts, and the case remains under investigation as authorities work to determine whether additional charges will be filed. Well, the racing community is rallying around a 12-year-old Oklahoma driver who remains hospitalized after a fiery crash on Friday night. Case Higgins suffered severe burns in the accident and continues to recover as support pours in from racers and fans across the country. Friends, competitors, and racing organizations have helped to raise money to ease the family's financial burden while also sending prayers and messages of encouragement. Racing officials say the response shows how close-knit the motorsports community is, with everyone putting competition aside to support one of their own. The Higgins family says Case has a long road ahead of him and is asking for continued prayers during his recovery. A driver escaped with only minor injuries after crashing into a home in southwest Oklahoma City on Monday evening. Police say the crash happened just after 5 o'clock near South Pennsylvania Avenue and Southwest 31st Street when a vehicle slammed into a house. The driver was taken to a hospital for treatment, but thankfully no one was inside the home when the crash occurred. Investigators are still trying to determine what caused the driver to lose control, and the extent of the damage to the home has not yet been released. The incident remains under investigation. Oklahoma County leaders trying to solve yet another problem with the county jail after all five elevators recently failed state inspections. Emergency repairs have returned two of the three inmate elevators back to service, but one remains out of operation this morning. Jail Administrator Tim Kimray says the elevators have been a problem for years now, with replacement plans first proposed way back in 2018. Because of their age, many replacement parts are no longer made. County officials now estimate replacing the three elevators could cost around $3 million, and they say they'll be closely monitoring the situation while working towards a permanent solution. There is a heat advisory in effect right now. It's 80 degrees and sunny at 7:42. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9. Well, a packed crowd filled with the Piedmont City Council meeting on Monday night as residents voiced their concerns about proposed data center plan for the community. Neighbors questioned everything from noise levels and water usage to whether the developer's promises would be legally binding if property changes ownership in the future. After hearing hours of public comment, the council decided not to vote on the rezoning request. Instead, it sent the proposal back to the Planning Commission for additional studies, including a closer look at water, wastewater, and noise impacts before any final decision is made. Well, students returning to Oklahoma classrooms this fall will also be learning under a new set of social studies standards. The updated standards replace a version approved under former Superintendent Ryan Walters that was later thrown out by the Oklahoma Supreme Court because of Open Meetings Act violations. Educators say students probably won't notice any dramatic changes since geography, history, civics, and economics remain at the heart of the curriculum. While the new standards officially take effect next school year, The school leaders say that replacing the textbooks and other classroom materials will likely take as long as 2 years. Well, new behavioral health center for children is on track to open up at Oklahoma Children's OU Health this December, and officials are already training the workforce that will staff it. A partnership with Metro Tech has created an 8-week program to train registered behavioral health technicians, followed by a 2-week clinical rotation inside the new facility. The 72-bed hospital will provide inpatient behavioral health services for children ages 5 to 18 with a wide range of mental health needs. OU health leaders say building a skilled workforce before the doors open is essential to ensuring young patients receive the care they need from day one. Well, the University of Oklahoma, once again, the highest-ranking college in the state, according to the latest U.S. News and World Report rankings. OU climbed to 110th nationally, up from 132nd last year, while the University of Tulsa also improved, moving up to 158th in the country. The Oklahoma State University ranked 198th, and Oklahoma City University came in at 301st. The rankings are based on factors that include graduation rates, student success, academic resources, and reputation. On a global list of more than 2,200 universities, OU earned a respectable ranking, placing 514th in the world. Well, a new report shows Oklahoma among the nation's leaders in business bankruptcies, highlighting the financial challenges many small businesses continue to face. According to LendingTree, Oklahoma ranks 9th in the country with nearly 84 bankruptcy filings for every 100,000 small businesses. Even more alarming, filings jumped more than 40% over the past year, rising from 236 to 332 cases, the 7th largest increase worldwide. Across the country, business bankruptcies also rose by more than 11% as higher costs, inflation, and ongoing economic pressures continue to impact businesses of every size. Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond is demanding the release of a long-awaited report examining how insurance companies handle roof damage claims. Drummond says homeowners deserve answers as insurance premiums continue to soar across the state. He accuses Insurance Commissioner Glenn Mulready of delaying the report after previously promising it would be released earlier this year. The Attorney General has formally requested the report, investigative findings, and supporting documents be made public by Friday, arguing that transparency is critical as Oklahomans continue paying record-high homeowners insurance premiums. The American Red Cross has declared a national blood crisis after donations dropped to their lowest summer levels in 4 years. Officials say it's only the second time the organization has made such a declaration. All blood types are urgently needed, but supplies of type O blood are especially low, forcing the Red Cross to limit shipments to some hospitals. To encourage more donations, the organization is offering incentives, including a $20 Amazon gift card for donations made during the month of August. Oklahoma's dangerous heat wave is expected to continue throughout the rest of the work week as a powerful heat dome remains parked over the state. Afternoon highs will once again climb into the low hundreds, with temperatures between 102 and 104 degrees expected across central Oklahoma. Add in the humidity and the heat index values could approach 110 degrees. In direct sunlight, especially over concrete and asphalt, it may feel closer to 120 degrees. Health officials urge everyone to stay hydrated, limit outdoor activity during the hottest part of the day, and check on elderly neighbors. The good news is relief is finally in sight. We've got a cold front expected this weekend, bringing noticeably cooler temperatures statewide. Well, it seems like every year as the state fair approaches, there are plenty of questions about whether you can legally carry a gun or not. The fair does have very strict no-gun policies, but the fairgrounds are also publicly funded, and there is regularly gun shows at the fairgrounds. So, what gives? We'll be talking about it today on your 2A Tuesday. It's 80 degrees, mostly sunny at 7:48. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Check it out, Freedom Traffic, on this Tuesday. You got a couple of construction issues you definitely need to watch out for, and that includes May and Northwest Expressway eastbound, I-44 at Klassen, I-44 at Southwest 74.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Hey, it's Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture. If chronic pain is keeping you from living your best life, I want to help. At Be Well Acupuncture, we create personalized treatment plans to relieve pain from neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, and more without relying on endless medications. My goal is to help you feel better, move easier, and get back to doing what you love with the people you love. Life's too short to sit on the sidelines. Schedule your free consultation at BeWellOKC.com. And let's get you to feeling good again.
It's Ricky with Cars for You at 11601 Northeast 10th Street in Choctaw, next to Nacoma Park Elementary School. We're a family-owned company. We offer oil changes, brake work, AC work, tune-ups, and more. We also offer a guarantee all work for 1 year. Our mechanics have 35 years of experience. Call Cars for You and ask for Ricky at 405-600-8332. Or stop by at 11601 Northeast 10th Street in Choctaw. Enter to win a free oil change by calling Ricky at Cars for You at 405-600-8332. Online at carsforyou.shop.
Uncontrolled bleeding can become life-threatening in just minutes, but the right actions can save a life. Hi, this is Major Meredith with the Oklahoma City Fire Department. Our Stop the Bleed class teaches you how to recognize life-threatening bleeding and control it using direct pressure, wound packing, and tourniquets until help arrives. This hands-on training gives everyday people the skills to act in emergency. Visit okc.gov/fire for more information on how to schedule this free training for your business, group, or organization.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Life is too short to just deal with the spin. Let's get to the truth, because the truth matters most. I'll give you the news, what's actually important, analyze it for you, give you my thoughts on it, take your thoughts as well. The phone number, 877-973-7425. It's Eric Erickson right here on Freedom 96.9. Listen live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., because life's too short for the spin. So get the truth of what's actually happening out there in Oklahoma and around the world. It's Eric Erickson. Listen live, 11 to 2 p.m. weekdays.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377 on the new Freedom 96.9.
Good morning and welcome back. It's going to be a scorcher today, hot and sunny with a high of 103 degrees. Tonight, clear, warm, low of 76. On Wednesday, partly sunny and hot with a high of 102. Then on Thursday, partly sunny, maybe a chance of a few scattered showers. Not enough to cool things off, just enough to make it really oppressively humid. High of 102 degrees. The good news is they're forecasting some cooler temperatures for this weekend, so thank God for that. 80 degrees outside right now under mostly sunny skies at 751. We were going to be talking about guns a little bit on this 2A Tuesday, specifically whether you can bring guns into the fairgrounds, what changes might be made. Unfortunately, Don Spencer with OK2A had some stuff come up, so he wasn't able to join us this morning. However, we do have Master Sergeant Eric Kirby with the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office who is joining us this morning. And morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
How are you, brother?
I'm doing good. A little sore, a little worn out, but I'm doing good.
That's all right. That's not a bad thing for a man of your advanced years. I mean,
exactly.
Just saying. So the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office did its second ever teen driving class, and it was such an overwhelming success that you guys are going to be doing this every other month.
Absolutely. Man, it turned out to be such a good success. The kids did it great. The instructors had a great time. It was an amazing event. Even with it misting and raining, we still did it and had a great time.
And the rain actually helped things. It made the track a little bit greasier and made it a bit more challenging. And that's what you want. You want the kids to learn and try new things on a closed track like that, as opposed to learning how to control a skid on, say, I-40 during rush hour.
Exactly. It especially helped when we were doing the evasive braking, when they're driving down and we tell them left or right and to make a quick turn. That rain added to it, because that's what happens in Oklahoma. Rain can come out of nowhere and those roads get slick.
It was kind of fun. I was there with you for a while, and it was fun watching a lot of these kids get, I don't want to say humbled, but a little bit humbled, because a lot of them walked in with some swagger and they're saying, you know, I got couple years of driving experience. I'm a great driver. I can handle pretty much anything. And then you put them out on the course and they're running over cones and they're falling off the track, and they're just they learned a lot about themselves and their abilities and what they can do in their own vehicles.
Exactly. And that's what the purpose of this course is. You were right. We had several come in. Oh, how fast are we going to drive? We're going to drive fast. Or I've been doing this forever on these roads. And then you put them in the course and you're having them use their mirrors and not their backup cameras. And it just changes everything. Like, whoa, I didn't know I had to do this. It was a great experience. And it was humbling. There's a lot of them like, okay, I'm not the experienced driver that I thought I was. There is still stuff I need to learn. And they're showing me this. And when it was done, they were high-fiving each other. All the kids came out with smiles, excited of the new practices they learned, and ready to get on the roads and use it.
And it wasn't just a question of bringing them in and throwing them on the track and baptism by fire. There was a lot of teaching going on beforehand, even stuff like how to check the air in your tires, where your oil is, how to check your coolant levels. Kind of walk me through that and the importance of that.
So when they first get there, I greet every kid when they show up. I introduce myself because they don't get to see me. They just get to see the emails that I'm getting back. So as soon as we get in, I tell every one of the kids, I'm proud of you for taking this step. Well, then we go through the PowerPoints. We show them the distracted driving, the impaired driving, the stuff that happens and the stuff we deal with. But then we take them out and we show them their car, show them where they can find the engine, you know, what type of oil to put in the car, where to put the oil, where to check the tire pressure, where it says on the cars to put the certain pressures in, and why the difference between the tire and the car sometimes doesn't match. And then we have them show us, show me how you check this, show this. And then I even talked to a couple of the girls about, have you ever replaced your brake lights? Let me show you how to do this. It was a fun experience, and when they left, I told them, don't stop asking questions. Go back, ask your parents to show you things. Continue on, and then teach your younger brothers and sisters.
And it's some of this stuff is important information, because even when you have to replace those light bulbs, for example, when you call the auto parts store, you say, hey, I've got a Toyota, and I need to replace the back lights. And the first questions they have, okay, what year is it, what model is it, and what size engine is it? And
exactly.
if you don't know the size of your engine, it's pretty easy to find. It's written right there, generally either on your engine block or right in the front part of your engine. But if you don't know where to look for that, or underneath your hood, if you don't know where to look for that, you don't know the size of your engine, you're going to get the wrong part. It's important to know this type of very basic information.
Even the basic of what type of oil and what weight oil do I put in my car, they didn't know that. And I showed them on the oil cap, or not me, the instructors, we all showed them on the caps, on the engine, where you can find what the engine is, where the vent is. We show them these things on the vehicle because they don't ever get to see that. They don't think, oh, I don't know what type of oil to put in. Let me just go and grab this oil right here. It'll be fine, and that not be the right oil. We show them everything under the hood, not just driving their actual cars themselves, that they are driving on the roads.
One of the more difficult things they could grasp was one of the things that the sheriff's office and law enforcement throughout the country learned themselves, which is shuffle steering. And a lot of them couldn't grasp the concept of shuffle steering. Tell me, what is shuffle steering? How does it work? And why does it work?
Basically, we were all taught a certain way where to put our hands on the steering wheel on driver's ed.
10 and 2.
Yeah, but if you think about it, back then we didn't have the safety features on vehicles that we have. So now we teach them to drive down at 4 and 6 down here and show them how they can turn easier and just let the wheel guide itself. And then when you're turning back to go straight, let the wheel turn its own. The car will naturally turn to go back straight. So we work with them to show them and how much of a easier it is to turn and how quicker it is just having your hands in a different placement. But on top of it, to keep them safe. Because you don't think about it. When we have it at 10 and 2 and those airbags go off, what's the first thing it's going to hit? Your wrist,
yep.
Your arms. So we train them. This is the first way to be safe. But at the same time, we also make sure to know, put your seatbelts on. Make sure everybody wear your seatbelt. We go through the whole list of all the safety in their own vehicles. So when they're used to driving, when they leave, they can continue doing it in the same car they just practiced in.
And it's important to note, this isn't a beginner's class. This isn't for somebody who's never driven before.
No, exactly. This is not a driver's ed class. Nor will this help you get your learner permit. This is an advanced teen driving course for licensed drivers who have been on the roads for a minimum of 6 months. What we're doing is we're taking the stuff they've learned and we're making it better. We're advancing it, giving them more techniques and more ways to stay alive on Oklahoma roads.
And the reality is, oftentimes when teens are involved in serious crashes, 9 times out of 10, it's because of driver inexperience. What the sheriff's office is trying to do is bridge that experience gap.
Yes. What we're doing, I tell everybody, I'm one of the luckiest people out there in the world. I get to do two things. With this course, I get to teach kids to be safe, teach them to stay alive. And at the same time, I'm showing them that law enforcement actually cares. We're tired of knocking on doors. We're tired of letting loved ones know their family members aren't coming home. We are putting this course together because we want teen drivers to have fun, grow up, and do great things, but get there safely.
Master Sergeant Eric Kirby, thanks so much for joining us. And if you want to be part of the next class or have your kids be part of the next class, just follow the Sheriff's Office social media. Thanks, Eric. Hey, coming up on Freedom 96.9, Brian Kilmeade at 8 o'clock, Eric Erickson at 11 o'clock, Dana Lash at 2, then Lee Matthews with The Drive coming up at 4. Thank you for joining us on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9.